December 19, Tranquility Bay, An Erotic Christmas Calendar, by Sara Olson. Translated by Emma Erickson. Narrated by Savannah Scarlett, for Lust. The snow covered ground outside the window. The ocean was still dark and free of ice. Hannah had woken up in a place completely new to her. It was a small village up north, far away from the capital. Her senses were tantalised as she watched how dawn followed its age-old morning routine. What she wanted was a whole new life. What would it offer her? The white scenery here definitely offered a sense of calm and silence. No traffic outside, nobody in the room but her. The memories from the night before lingered. Still, they were only dreams, and in some cases, goals. Her cell phone vibrated on the bedside table, and she reached for it. "Are you sure you haven't changed your mind? You're missing the Christmas party." A message from Lisa. Hannah didn't even have the energy to reply to it. That's why she was here. She wanted to get away from the Christmas party, work and everybody. She was just where she needed to be. The powdery snow falling from a fir tree outside the bedroom window confirmed this. Her fingers slid over the screen and she opened her notes. That is where she kept her diary. The smartphone didn't miss much. Or perhaps it did. Something that Hannah couldn't quite put her finger on. The diaries Hannah had placed on the windowsill talked a lot about the weather, just as they described the landscape here in detail. She had looked through one of them the night before. It was a female relative that had taken tons of notes 100 years ago. They probably weren't even meant to be read. I forgot about them all these years and haven't even read them myself, but I can't just throw them away. I think it's best for you to take them. I doubt that my sons would want them, her grandmother had told her. She had given one box of books to Jonah, her cousin Molly's boyfriend. He had seen them the night before when he had helped Hannah move in. He said that he wanted them as a thank you gift for his studies. "You never know what you will find," Jonah had said. Hannah hadn't really read much of them yet, but she wasn't very hopeful that he would find anything relevant in them, especially considering his field of research. A field study in sexual behaviour, as he had described it himself. Hannah laughed. Jonah seemed to be a curious person in general, and she was curious to know more about him. He was one of these people whose eyes are an open ocean. Hannah didn't know why she didn't see Molly and Jonah more often, and she only saw them in the capital, never here. Always with loads of family around, and never with the possibility to speak freely. The staircase that led down to the tiny kitchen creaked. The living room on the same floor was almost as tiny as the kitchen. The two rooms plus a small bathroom were all there was on the floor. Not at all as spacious as her flat in the city. This house had been her great-great-grandparents' home, and after that it had been used as a summer house for generations. It was pretty run down, and in need of a careful renovation. Or was it? Her father had been very sceptical of the idea of her moving into this old house, and even more sceptical of the fact that she had moved so far north and stepped down from her position in her company. "It's only temporary," Hannah had said, without really believing her own words. But she hadn't only left her job behind. She also walked away from a lot of relationships, new and old. But she needed to get back to nature, needed more peace. Really, she wasn't sure what it was that she needed. "You want something, but you can't have it, and you're not even sure what it is," she muttered to herself. She thought about her grandmother, who lived by the words of Karen Boy, the Swedish poet. Hannah's grandmother had died a month ago in the pandemic that had spread through the world that year and taken many lives. A heart-ripping goodbye.